It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Millions of Americans have personal experience with the story we'll hear next. It's the story of what it's like to spend a year or more out of work in this economy. Data from an NPR Kaiser Family Foundation poll reveals some of the ways that the long-term unemployed have been getting by. And this survey begins an NPR series called Still No Job. Even those who woke up telling themselves that today will know from these findings that at least they're not alone. NPR's John Itzde has our first installment.
Here are some of the poll's findings. Close to half of those surveyed say they've had trouble paying for housing and food. Over half told us they've borrowed money from friends or family to get by. A third say they've changed their living situation to save money, including moving in with relatives and friends. And one in ten say they've lost their home due to foreclosure. Virtually all that is true for Lynn Daniel, whose most recent work was building websites for small businesses. Right now, she's living with a friend in Albany, New York.
I'm not homeless, and I probably never will be. But everything that I had and everything I worked for is gone. I played the game the way I was, quote, supposed to, you know, house, marriage. I had the cat instead of the dog, but, you know, and nothing. All gone.
The federal government currently counts 5.7 million Americans as long-term unemployed, which it defines as people out of work for 27 weeks or more. The NPR Kaiser poll used a slightly different measure. It surveyed people out of work for a year or more, and only 13% said they are currently collecting unemployment benefits. The poll also interviewed people working part-time who want full-time work. One goal of the poll was to focus on personal and emotional health effects. About one in three said both their mental and physical health is worse. David Supon of Buffalo, New York, says being out of work is stressful.
I could say I'm depressed, because I think I am a little bit.
Supon's last job was managing the construction of a clean coal plant in Ohio. It paid well into the six figures.
You know, you think you're valuable in your mind. And you want to offer your talents to somebody, and you get rejected. And, you know, it's rough.
About half of those surveyed said they currently have no health insurance, and close to 60% said they've put off getting health care that they needed. Not surprisingly, nearly a quarter said that lack of work has been hard on their marriages. But interestingly, almost as many said it has had a positive effect on their relationship with their children. As for their employment prospects, most are not optimistic, including Lynn Daniel.
If I put my hopes in finding another job, I just break my heart. To be honest, I've given up.
A strong majority of those polled say they don't have much confidence they'll get full-time work. 70% would like the government to offer more job training opportunities and placement services. But only about 1 in 10 believe that government efforts to deal with a poor economy has helped them. Jerry Sweden, an unemployed construction project manager, expresses that cynicism, starting with President Obama's stimulus program.
A lot of it was supposed to be construction, but I really haven't been able to catch on to any of it.
After losing his job in Florida, Sweden moved in with his mother in Romulus, Michigan. He's also disgusted with congressional bickering that's held up aid for the unemployed.
Extending the unemployment, you know, and they sit there and they stretch it out, and then 2 weeks after they were supposed to vote on it, then they vote on it. But in the meantime, you know, they put all these people through emotional hell.
As for dishing out blame, 70% in the survey said Wall Street institutions and Republicans in Congress bear a lot or some of the blame for the situation the country's in today. A little more than half blame Democrats in Congress, while fewer than half blame President Obama. But those numbers reflect the fact that the long-term unemployed and underemployed identify themselves as Democrat or Democrat-leaning by 2-1. That leaves their potential impact on the election next November unclear. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.